dealing with the IRS and other public debt collectors. August 27, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. The IRS can try to misaddress Americans, and if we are stupid, they can still succeed. The fundamental question is, if you have properly instructed the bank and used the proper endorsements on all checks, etc., do you have any federal income? Yes or no? If you have done your homework, unless you're a direct federal employee, you probably don't have any federal income to report, because you have properly denominated all Federal Reserve notes as lawful money and federal script, such as the Federal Reserve notes, which is owned and taxed by them, is not lawful money. None of it went into your account, because you exercised your right to denominate it as lawful money, so why are you being harassed about purported federal income? Unless you get a funny money green and orange check from Uncle Sam that is based on actual federal income, and defined as profits separated from capital, you don't have any federal income to tax. If you are not operating as a federal citizen, meaning a U.S. citizen of the British territorial government, or a municipal citizen of the United States, and you aren't engaged in any federally regulated activity, you don't have federal income. Read the words, people. You have to have federal income before you can owe a federal income tax. Most of us have no federal income. Most of us are not knowingly or willingly functioning as U.S. citizens, as if we were born in and living in Puerto Rico, nor as citizens of the United States, as if we were born in Washington, D.C., and are literally outside of any jurisdiction related to the federal government subcontractors at all. So, teach people to set up their bank accounts appropriately and use the proper process to denominate their funds, and that is the end of any power of the IRS over them or their accounts. I am sick to death of answering these same questions over and over and over. Please get the coordinators up to speed and drum it in. The same applies to American-owned and operated businesses of common right. Unless you are actually involved in some federally regulated activity such as the manufacture, sale, or transport of alcohol, tobacco, or firearms across state lines, or some activity such as operating a concession on a military base, you don't have federal income to report as a business, either. If you are a so-called professional and have a license to treat federal employees, consider what portion of your business derives from federal employees. Do you need to be licensed as a medical doctor, for example, or can you get along just fine as a private physician? If you are a lawyer, how many of your customers are actually and factually federal citizens of any stripe? If they aren't federal employees or dependents, you can't represent them in a court of special admiralty and have no reason to operate as a bar attorney. You can get along just fine as a counselor of law and help people rebuff inappropriate and fraudulent and illegal charges being brought against them without remedy by unscrupulous prosecutors. You deal with this by properly identifying yourself as an American, the declaration and recording process, and the claiming of the assumed names used to misaddress you and your business names, too. The certificate of assumed name can be used for any name that you do business under or are presumed to do business under, and can be claimed in exactly the same way. When I say, claim every name you use, I mean business names, too. I literally mean every single name that has ever been applied to you or your business person since the beginning of the world. If you have a body shop called Big Owl's Body Shop, use the certificate of assumed name to claim all possible variations, permutations, orderings, spellings, abbreviations, and styles of the name Big Owl's Body Shop in the same way as you claim all possible variations of your own names. You can lawfully convert your businesses into American-owned and operated businesses that stand under the public law, just as you can lawfully convert your persons into American persons standing under the public law, simply by claiming them and applying the certificate of assumed name to the business names the same way we claim our individual names. When you are done, write a letter to the State of State Secretary of State, for example the State of Illinois Secretary of State, and inform them that you are an American and stand under the public law of Illinois, not the state of Illinois, and your business, Al's Body Shop, is an American business enterprise also standing under the public law. That should be more than sufficient to settle any hash that needs to be settled. If the IRS contacts you scrounging around for purported tithes and estate gift taxes, tell them to pound sand and go see the state of Illinois Secretary of State. If they present you with any claims, liens, or other paper billings, ask them where the exemption voucher is that should be, and is required to be, attached to all such correspondence. They cannot legally present you with any bill or notice of lien or anything else, without also presenting you with a check, voucher, to sign and exempt yourself and your business from having to pay it. If they do present a bill without attaching the appropriate check/voucher for you to accept for value and return for exemption, they are engaged in fraud and are in violation of the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act, the Fair Trade Acts, and commercial administration laws that apply to them under Federal Title 15. They must present a check for your exemption and they must show it to you upon demand and they must provide it upon your request, and then all you have to do is mark this piece of paper, accepted for value in the amount shown, and sign it with your restricted signature, using a byline like this: by Felix Robert Menelyev, and date it. That's it. The end of difficulties with the IRS for you and your American businesses. Also the end of IRS levies and garnishment. I have described this voucher before. It arrives as a letter with an OMB number, but it appears to be a virtually blank piece of paper. All it has on it is an address block showing your name and social security number without dashes, the address used to access the credit ledger, and a return address where you are to send the voucher. It's the same process for people and for businesses. You have to demand this letter of credit from the IRS before they will cough it up. And you should return it to them via registered mail, return receipt requested, and keep copies of your returned letter. So now you know in detail and exhaustively how to respond to any false claims against your name, your business, and your political status. You now know how to respond to the IRS. You are now responsible for doing your own homework and correspondence and communicating effectively and following through with your own claims and exercise of your own rights. The point person responsible for recognizing your political status and protecting you from inappropriate communications is the State of State Secretary of State. If they don't do their job and wave the vultures off for you, the Provost Marshal is responsible. And if it really goes too far, the Office of the Inspector General at oigatsecond.gov is responsible. Put the bite on them today. These same rules apply to all incorporated debt collectors without exception. It doesn't matter if it is a credit card corporation, a municipal corporation, a state of state corporation, an incorporated court, these are all registered as foreign entities with the State of State Secretary of State's office. They all have to present you with a check/voucher for exemption at the same time they present a bill, still have to cough up such a check/voucher upon request, still have to accept your exemption, and if they don't, they are wide open to prosecution for fraud, racketeering, impersonation, and they are 100% commercially and individually liable for their activities. So go forth and conquer, people. These flunkies for foreign corporations have been stealing you blind and depriving you of your exemptions for generations. We can't even count how much money they already owe you. Once again, send a letter to your bank CEO, registered mail, return receipt requested, instructing them that you are an American and not adopting any federal citizenship. Tell them that all funds in your accounts are to be denominated as lawful money. All funds received or transferred within or exiting your accounts are to be denominated as lawful money. And once again, any checks or other transfer instruments, money orders, etc. that you deposit must be properly endorsed. Pay to your business by your name followed by private copyright symbol, a small c with a circle around it. All rights reserved. Redeemed as lawful money: (12 U.S.C. 411, your account number. Just make it easy on yourself, bite the bullet and have a small rubber stamp made with this information on it. Use it to cash all checks and money orders. This way the money in your account is flagged as lawful funds, not legal fiat. The fiat belongs to the federal corporations, and because it belongs to them, they can seize it, lien it, and garnish it. But they cannot mess with lawful money. This information is to be used only by those who legitimately are Americans and who are not actually in receipt of federal income as a result of federal employment. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.